This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it as we celebrate the Lord Jesus being risen from the dead. He is risen, church. May the Lord bless you this wonderful Sunday morning. And may the Lord be with you. And though we're not together physically, we're together in spirit. And what a great and glorious time we have today to spend in God's Word. Oh, how wonderful it will be to be together again. And our prayer is that in the month of May, we'll begin to meet again and have our opportunity to be together and celebrate. And the times will be much more precious, and we'll appreciate the times together greatly, having all of these weeks apart as we continue to pray for those who have such needs all around us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for this Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. We thank you, Lord, that you have chosen for us to gather like this and not to be able to gather together. We thank you for this is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus. We pray, Lord, for awakening to come to the world. May millions of people turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, repent of their sins, see that there is no end, there is no hope in death without the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. May they be saved. May an awakening come across this world because of this virus. I pray for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the church would wake up and repent, and that we would become all that we need to be, not only in these days, but in the days to come. That is my prayer, Lord, today and every day. Awakening and revival, awakening and revival. I pray that my brothers and sisters would join me in praying this prayer each day. We thank you, Lord, for the time we have in your word. May we be refreshed, encouraged, because you are alive today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, this morning I'd like for you to take your Bible, and we're going to go as we continue to think about the good from the bad. Oh, my dear friends, there was nothing worse. There's never been a worse day than the day that the Lord Jesus Christ died for our sins, was crucified, a just man, by unjust sinners. But the greatest good of all was that he was crucified and that he rose again. Oh, it seemed like the worst of times, but it was the greatest of times. In the cross and resurrection and ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is what we celebrate today. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. So we turn first of all to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter number 2, and we'll be looking at verse number 8 in just a moment. But first, I want to review what we've talked about regarding the good from the bad. And I hope that you'll remember each of these principles as we're living through these challenging days together. First, we remember that we believers know that there is good from the bad, Romans 8:28. Believers also can set their minds in times like this on the Spirit and experience life and peace, Romans 8:6. A third thing that we talked about is that believers must learn in times like these, in the bad times, as well as the good times, but in the bad times, here's the good of the bad. We must learn to wait for the Lord in our trials, Psalm 27:14. Also, we learned that believers must, in times like these, the good and the bad is that we learn to rest in the Lord in our trials, Psalm 116:7. And then we spoke about believers gaining new strength when we wait for the Lord. And then we learned about the importance of enduring. Believers must endure. We have need of endurance, Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 36. And today we come to talk about this very important principle that we learn from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 8. Paul, in writing these very last words, some of the last words Paul ever wrote on this earth before he was martyred and before he went to be with the Lord in heaven, he wrote this final letter to his brother and fellow pastor, Timothy. These words seem somewhat strange, but they're not. They're a reminder to all of us on this Easter Sunday of what we must do also. Here's the good and in the bad. Here's our duty in these times. Here's what Paul says to Timothy. 2 Timothy 2:8. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, descendant of David, according to my gospel. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. Church, remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. Today, in the midst of the distractions and our separation and our exile from each other, remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. So our focal truth today is this, that believers must remember at all times Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. I'll say it again. Our focal truth for today on this Easter Sunday is that believers must remember at all times Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. So in order to do that, we must go back and remember the great gospel story. The recorded gospels give us eyewitness accounts of the Lord's resurrection. Let's read just a little bit together here to remember the wonderful, wonderful good that came out of the bad these days. Luke chapter 23, I'd like for you to turn there, or you can follow along here on the screen. We'll put up the verses for you to see. We pick up in Luke 23, verse 53. And he took him, and he took down and wrapped him in a linen cloth and laid him in a tomb cut into the rock where no one had ever lain. And it was the preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin. Now the women who had come with him out of Galilee followed after and saw the tomb and how his body was laid. And they returned and prepared spices and perfumes. And on the Sabbath they rested according to the commandment. Now we continue reading in chapter 24. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened that while they were perplexed about this, behold, two men suddenly stood near them in dazzling apparel. And as the women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here, but he has risen. Remember how he spoke to you while he was still in Galilee, saying that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again." Heavenly Father, oh, thank you for these words that have changed history and changed millions upon millions of lives. For those who have turned to the Lord Jesus Christ and believed in him who is risen as Lord and Savior. May the Holy Spirit take the word of God today, and may we today in these desperate times remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I want you to see several things today from these words. What a sad thing it is to read in Luke 23. The last thing these women could do after they saw the Lord Jesus die on the cross, be taken off the cross, be wrapped in burial clothes, and placed in that rock, that cave grave, they went home, and the scriptures say they returned and prepared spices and perfumes. That's all they could do. That's all there was that seemed left. The Lord Jesus was now dead, buried, and they prepared spices and perfume, and waited what must have been the longest Sabbath day they'd ever experienced. But then the first day of the week, praise God, just like today, the first day of the week, they discovered and heard what the angel said to them. He is not here, he is risen. Remember how he spoke to you while he was in Galilee, saying that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. The good coming from the bad. Resurrection day and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Well, I want us to, today, I want to give you several observations about how we must remember the Lord Jesus Christ risen from the dead. Paul wrote these words at the end of his life because I believe he knew how easy it would be when we're all caught up in the world, caught up in all of the trials, caught up in all the things we go through day by day, for us to forget the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you forgotten about the Lord Jesus Christ during these days, my friend? Are you tuning in today and perhaps for the first time in many, many, many weeks, you've heard someone preach the Word of God, you haven't been much around the Lord and around Christian things, but today you are. I'm not criticizing you, but you've forgotten about the Lord, haven't you? Well, today we're challenged to remember in these troubled days. What must we remember? We must remember Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. So I want you to take your Bible, and we're going to look at two places in the New Testament. The first is found in Acts chapter 2, the first gospel sermon ever preached in the time and age of the church. Peter is the one who preaches this great sermon in Acts chapter 2. And we're going to see just a couple of observations that will help us as we seek to remember the Lord Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. So my first observation that comes from Acts chapter 2 is found in verse number 24. And the principle is this, the observation is this. Number one, remember Jesus Christ risen from the dead, who abolished the agony of death. Let me say it again. Remember Jesus Christ today, risen from the dead, who abolished the agony of death. And we pick up reading Peter's words beginning in verse number 23. This man delivered up by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God, you nailed to a cross by the hands of godless men and put him to death. And God raised him up, putting an end to the agony of death, since it was impossible for him to be held in its power. I read again, Acts 2:24. And God raised him up again, putting an end to the agony of death, since it was impossible for him to be held in its power. God raised the Lord Jesus from the dead. The agony of death. The Lord was raised from the dead so that, as Peter says here, he would put an end. He would abolish the agony of death. We are gripped. We are updated daily on the number of deaths because of this virus. But that doesn't count all the other ways that people are dying. The millions upon millions of people worldwide who have died even today. Oh, the grip of death. Oh, the agony of death. Have you thought about the agony of death, my friend? The agony of the fear of death. That's gripping so many today. It's causing people to behave in such strange ways. The fear of dying makes people do strange things. The agony of the fear of death. The agony of universal death. It doesn't matter where you go on this planet. There are burials going on. There are people who are dying. The agony of the fear of death. The agony of universal death. The agony of loss in death. Now there's no more time with those who are gone. Death has taken them from their loved ones. There's a loss with those who are still alive. The agony of the loss of death. The agony of the universal nature of death. The agony of the fear of death. And the agony of separation in death. It's permanent. It's final. You can't come back from the dead. Only the Lord Jesus is risen from the dead and still alive today. You see, there's agony in dying when you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And here Peter declares, God raised up Jesus Christ at the resurrection. We remember today Jesus risen from the dead, who put an end to the agony of death. Why was it? Notice, since it was impossible for him to be held in its power. The Lord Jesus overcame and stepped out of that cave grave. The rock rolled away, and there he was, glorious and appearing over and over, multiple times to hundreds of his followers, raised from the dead. The Lord Jesus, the one who has the indestructible life, who cannot see decay, who never saw decay. The Lord Jesus is the one who's risen from the dead. God raised him from the dead. He abolished the agony of death. You don't have to be afraid to die. We must be ready to live in these days and be ready to die. Whatever our birthday is, whatever our death day is, the Lord Jesus Christ has settled for us for all time because he is risen from the dead. He has removed the sting of death, the power of death, the agony of death, the fear of death. Though people die, as the Lord Jesus said, if you believe in me, though you are dead, you will live. And even if you live, you will never die because you have eternal life. So our first principle is this: remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, who abolished the agony of death. Number two, remember Jesus Christ, church, risen from the dead, who has all authority and power. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, who has now, right now, all authority and power. We pick up reading in Acts chapter 2, verse 33. Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured forth this which you both see and hear. The Lord Jesus Christ, as we read here, was exalted. When he was raised from the dead, he ascended. After 40 days with his disciples, he ascended to heaven. Bodily, physically, ascended to heaven. He is now exalted. And that this word exalt means to be raised to the position of greatest honor and prominence. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse number 3, the word of God says, when he made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. That's the position of authority as the Son of God. That is the one who's been given all authority and all power. What did the Lord Jesus say in Matthew 28, 18? When he was about to ascend, when he was about to be exalted to heaven, he said to the disciples, he says it to us in our generation, all authority, authority above all governments, authority above all rulers, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Oh, today, rejoice, church. Remember the Lord Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, who has all authority and all power. He has the keys of death and hell. He is the one who says yes and no to life and death. He is the one who changes circumstances in the world. He is the one who works and walks among the church as the head of the church. He is the one who has all power and authority. And oh, don't miss this. Peter says in verse 33, he also has given the Holy Spirit by his power and authority to every one of us who are born again and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And because of the Holy Spirit's presence in our life in these dreadful days, people can see and hear in us the power of the Lord Jesus Christ raised from the dead. I hope you'll think about that today. Now, the third observation is this: remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, who is Lord and Christ forever. Remember the Lord Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, who is Lord and Christ forever. Chapter 2, Acts 2, verse 36. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him. God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. Oh, today, the Lord Jesus is risen, ascended. He is the one who has been raised from the dead with all authority. Remember the Lord Jesus Christ, O church. Remember today, he abolished the agony of death. Remember today, the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only has he abolished the agony of death, but he has all authority and power. And third, remember the Lord Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, who is Lord and Christ forever. There will never be a time when the Lord Jesus is not Lord and Christ. Lord and Christ. God has made him Lord. Lord over all creation. Lord over the church. Lord over all rulers and powers. Lord over his disciples and his followers. This is what Paul meant in Colossians 1:18. Is this true in your life? If you've said Jesus is Lord, listen, Colossians 1:18. When Jesus is Lord, he becomes that he might come to have first place in everything. Is the Lord having first place in your life during these days of dread and virus and terror and fear? Is the Lord Jesus Christ first? Has he come to have first place in your mind? Have you set your mind on terror and flesh and worries and reports from the news? Or have you set your mind on the Spirit and the good news that Jesus is alive, risen from the dead, even in these times of virus and national emergency? He is Lord today, and he is Christ. He's the promised one. The promised one has now given to us the promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit of God. You can now live in the power of God, resurrected. Because of Jesus being alive, he brings us to life, and we're saved. And so the promised one has done this. And one final observation, which comes from the book of Hebrews, and I read it to you today as we finish up. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, who is our great high priest. So what have we said here? Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, who is our great high priest. Hebrews chapter number 4, I read these words and I hope they are an encouragement to you today. Notice what they say, Hebrews 4:14. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Here's our duty. Let us hold fast our confession. Keep confessing Jesus as Lord. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Let us, therefore, here's our second duty, draw near with confidence to the throne of grace. Right now, in these days of dread, draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and may find grace to help in time of need. What do we need right now? We need mercy. We need grace to help in time of need. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. He is our great high priest. Go to him as high priest. Present your needs to him and find mercy. Ask for mercy and receive grace to help in time of need. Let me remind you again of these four observations. Paul tells us, remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. Number one, remember Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, who abolished the agony of death. Praise the Lord. Number two, remember Jesus Christ risen from the dead, who has all authority and all power. Praise the Lord. Number three, remember Jesus Christ risen from the dead, who is Lord and Christ forever. Praise God. And number four, remember Jesus Christ risen from the dead, who is our great high priest. So in these times of need, I have several things I want to say to you for daily use. I hope that you'll consider these things not only on this Lord's Day, but in the days ahead for daily use. Number one, these come from Colossians chapter 3, that great chapter that we've talked about before. In Colossians chapter 3, Paul is reminding these wonderful Colossian believers of something that we need to be reminded of over and over in our lives, regardless of the circumstances. He says in Colossians 3:1, "If then you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on the things of the earth, for you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God." Three daily pieces of use for you and me. Number one, if you've been raised with Christ, that is, if you've been saved, what does he say? Keep seeking the things above. What are you seeking right now? How are you trying to find security right now? Keep seeking things above. Set your mind on things above. Number two, set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated. And number three, your life is hidden in Christ. Whatever happens to you, just know that the Lord has willed this. You are united to Christ, whether you're living or dying. Let me say them again. Daily use. Number one, if you've been raised with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is seated. Set your mind, number two, on things above, not on things on the earth. You should spend far more time thinking about heaven and the glory of the Lord Jesus these days than all of these troublesome things around us. How are you spending your time? And how are you investing your mind? And what are you dwelling on? And finally, your life is hid in Christ. You are now united to Him permanently. Remember Jesus Christ risen from the dead. Hallelujah. The best of the greatest of good from the worst of terror and tragedy that could ever become someone. Jesus crucified, the greatest good. Jesus raised from the dead, the greatest good. Jesus Christ risen and exalted to heaven and coming again, the greatest good. And so we pray, come Lord Jesus. Church, today on this Easter Sunday, I exhort you, remember Jesus Christ risen from the dead. Heavenly Father, bless our people now today on this Lord's Day. And may the power of God move in their hearts, and may the Holy Spirit of God warm them. And may people who hear my voice be saved and turn to Jesus and repent of their sins. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. If you have a spiritual need, if you need any kind of help and you're listening to me today and you want to talk to one of our pastors, you want to talk to me, if you'll call our number at the church, you can find it on the website. We will get in contact with you. Email us on the website. Let us know your needs. We want to help you. If you have a physical need that the church needs to help you with, look, our people are available in doing ministry. And may I say to the church, thank you for all of your ministry to one another. Thank you for teaching the Word of God, keeping together, encouraging one another in all kinds of ways. Thank you for your sacrificial giving. Thank you for your willingness to obey the Lord Jesus and to put Him first in your life. And I pray that the Lord would bless you. But if you need spiritual help today, please let us know so that we might help you. And may the Lord bless you on this glorious, wonderful Resurrection Sunday. And someday soon, Lord willing, in the month of May, we will gather as a great group of people and we will celebrate together Resurrection Sunday. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming again. And I hope you have a wonderful day. God bless you.